control your dreaming in silver and gold. And in my head, the turbulence grows. I'm fighting it, I'm taking it slow. I'm breathing, I'm feeding my soul. And overhead, our distance it grows. I watch you go.
Medford, it is Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am back, and this is my last show of the semester, so I will be reminiscing, we'll be playing a lot of music from different points in the semester. I don't have enough, of a good memory to play songs from last semester to do, a whole year in rap. But we're going to be doing a semester in 1 hour. So get ready for I just told someone what I was doing, and they were like, you're going to be so wistful. And I was like, that's exactly how I'm going to be today. So wistful. Yeah. Anyway, that was Magdalena Bay, Airplane. I was super obsessed with Magdalena Bay. I still am, but I'm coming off of the... listening to a song so much that you become tired of it phase with this song and then a lot of other Magdalena Bay stuff. I went to go see them beginning of the semester, and returning to that song has fully sent me back. So that's really cool. Next up, we're going to play one from the Flaming Lips. It's off of the 2020 album American Head, called Will You Return / When You Come Down. This one was also sort of like an early second semester song for me. I listened to this a ton, and I listened to it a lot over winter break, so it was sort of like one of those transition period songs, which is a real thing. You really do have to transition from coming home to college, because it's a huge difference in pace, and I think this song sort of feels like that to me. So here we go. This is The Flaming Lips.
Come down.
That one was from Sam Evian and Hannah Cohen. It's called Dream Free, off of Sam Evian's album Time to Melt, that came out last year. Such a good album, such a good song. I was listening to Sam Evian a ton in early February, late January, when I had COVID. Yeah, I first started listening to that album when I was in the mods, which is sort of crazy to think about. Yep, I was in Tufts temporary housing. I had COVID. It was cold. I was not doing well. There was like the biggest snowstorm in recent history here. So I remember listening to this song and then going out to collect my food because there was no delivery that day for the mods. I dropped my phone. My phone had a little flirtation with a snowplow, and then it was broken. So then I had no phone for like a week, which was actually like a super liberating part of this semester. So life goal is to break more of my phones, I guess. That's a joke. Not a funny one because I had to say that, but yeah, anyway, that was sort of like a super memorable part of my semester, and that song reminds me of that time period. We're going to head into some other stuff. This one's from Orion's Belt. It's called Drumstick. Again, Orion's Belt is an artist I found during sort of that quarantine period. So it really does send you right back to the mods, right where you were. Super... just like strong reminder. So we're not so much wistful now. We're sort of moving on to just like upsetting. I'm realizing today I'm just playing a ton of songs that like don't really go together. And I try to play music that people maybe haven't heard before, usually on the show. But today we're just going with songs you probably have definitely heard. So I hope you enjoy. I'm just doing this for myself, honestly, because... I'm super into looking back at different periods of my life and listening to music that reminds me of those times. So, you know, we're going to do that today, just for me. And you'll be here for the ride, too. So this one is called Drumstick. I love this song. That's all I have to say. It's from Orion's Belt. Hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
I got other stuff on my mind these days.
Hello, that was The Avalanches, Sunshine, from the album Wildflower. That one was from 2016, which is crazy because that album is so good. Definitely worth a listen. Sort of more autumnal, but I was listening to it a lot in mid-February, so we've moved on from January to February. Before that, I played one from John Barry off of the soundtrack for Walkabout, which is a movie that I watched in February. And then before that, I played Orion's Belt. Again, some early February, late January stuff. So now we're migrating into warmer weather. February is also my birthday month, so a lot of big, big feelings about turning 20. So those songs sort of reflect that, I think. I don't know. I just sort of listen to music that I like the sound of, and then, like, later on I decide that it has meaning that's relevant to my life at the time. So, yeah. we're about halfway through the show, so it's time for me to read a PSA, and I'm super excited about this one because this is something that I, like, love, the version of it that's at my home, which you will understand as soon as I read this PSA. Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is Saturday, May 14th. Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is set to ring out on front stoops across the city on Saturday, May 14th. Stroll through the neighborhood citywide to enjoy this showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. Festivities will start on west of Willow Ave from 12 to 2 p.m., and performances between Willow Ave and Central Street will take place from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., and east of Central Street will bring it on home from 4 to 6 p.m. For more information, go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest, or just search for Somerville Porch Fest. A message from the Somerville Arts Council and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. I'm a huge fan of Porch Fest as a concept. I went to my Porch Fest in Philly. It's in West Philadelphia. And it's great. And I just love porches. I love the houses that have porches. I love neighborhoods that have houses that have porches. So all of those things combined, plus bands playing music, is a great vibe. And it's probably going to be warm out, so you should definitely check it out. I haven't been to the Somerville one, but I can imagine it would be really adorable. So you should definitely make a day out of that. This next one that I'm going to play is one from Perfume Genius. So the next era that we're going to explore of my semester is this week of my life that I went to 3 concerts. I think maybe 4, actually. One of them I was covering for the music magazine here. It was an Andy Schauf show. That one was fun. I'm not going to play a song of his because I just don't have time for that. We have to keep going. But I also saw a Perfume Genius show. And that was the first time that I had seen Perfume Genius live, but I, like, have loved his music for a while now. So I was super excited to see him live, and was just, like, even more impressed than I thought I would be with the live performance. It was at the Royale, which is, I think, my favorite venue in the Boston area. Sort of a life-changing show. It just was, like, a stellar live performance. He's just got a great stage presence. And this song in particular, like, I knew it was going to be good, but I just could not have, like, predicted how just amazing this song would be live. This one is called On the Floor. It's from the album Set My Heart on Fire Immediately from the year 2020. and just a great song, and also the music video is great. I just only have good things to say about Perfume Genius. You should also check out his video of him ranking different perfumes, or explaining how different perfumes smell, as he is perfume genius, so he would know. Anyway, this one's On the Floor. It's a pretty well-known song from Perfume Genius, but I have shed quite a few tears to this song. I have, driven many a drive to this song, and now you will be listening to it on air, and so will I. I will be sitting in the studio and listening to it, maybe shedding a tear or two as well. So I hope you cried to Perfume Genius with me. This one is called On the Floor.
But still I close my eyes. The dreaming, bringing his face to mine. Lock the door. The constant buzzing all through the night. The fire rips me all up inside. On the floor, I pace, I run my mouth, I pray and wait. I cross out his name on the page. How long till this washes away? How long till my body is safe? How long till I walk in the light? How long till this heart is in my rising fall of his chest on me? Trying, but still it's all I see. The violent current of energy. Hide it away and underneath. Lock the door, I shake, I promise every day to change. His name on the page. How long till this washes away? How long till my body is safe? How long till I walk in the night? How long till this heart is in my take? This one you won't miss in my arms.
have a heart. Have a heart, 16666, and I know the part. You are the river flow, and we can never know. We're just the weatherman, you make the wind blow. Keep thinking about every straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six such straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it then.
This is Jill again. I don't know why I just answered the phone like that to get back on air, but that's okay. Only, you know, been here for 3 semesters. It doesn't get any easier, apparently. but that one was Real from Sleigh Bells. I also started listening to that song this semester. Clearly there's a trend here. I like just fixate on songs and then they become my entire life. So had to play that one. I also have played most of these on air this semester, which is like another great thing about having a show, which is that I get to play like the songs that I'm fixated on air and like pretend I have an audience to listen to them. So that's been really cool. but yeah, this is yeah, I'm like getting super emotional for no reason because I'm coming back. It's not like I'm a senior. Like I'm just halfway through with school. But it is a really weird feeling to be in the studio today alone because I've been like spending a lot more time here. And I like spending time in the studio now. It's like our little cave. I get to just like sit and hang out and watch people do cool things. There's Studio B, which is our recording studio, is open for people to record, so I've been watching some bands record their stuff, which is really cool. I also just like hang out and draw things on the walls because we can do that here, and you know, just hanging out in here. So I've been loving the radio station and just sad to be in here alone because I miss all of my friends, and there's most of them are still here. And I will actually be here for probably another week, but unfortunately not on Sunday, so I'll probably be back in Philly by then. Anyway, yeah, that Sleigh Bell song is awesome. It's a Funkadelic sample, which is just, like, so weird for this random sort of, like, alt band, but they, like, have totally gone into a hyper-pop direction. I mean, I think that's sort of what they were going for, but we didn't have words for that in 2010. So now their new stuff is like super akin to like Kirikiru Bonito, other sort of like that type of artist. Really not being specific with my words today, but that's okay. We're going to keep it going with Daft Punk. I have been in a Daft Punk moment. This next one is called Night Vision. It reminds me, well, a lot of this 10cc song that I've been listening to a ton too, so we're gonna go for it. Listen to Night Vision. It's a short one, and then we'll head right into another one from Daft Punk that I've been obsessed with lately, because I watched the Daft Punk movie that goes with Discovery, which is the album that this these songs are off of. So hope you enjoy Night Vision.
Thank you. something about us I want to say, 'cause there's something between us anyway. I might not be the right one, it might not be the right time, but there's something about us I've got to do. Some kind of secret I will share with you. I need you more than anything in my life. I want you more than anything in my life. I'll miss you more than anyone in my life. I love you more than anyone in my life.
Hope you enjoyed those two from Daft Punk. That last one was Something About Us from the album Discovery. I am tragically gonna have to end this show. I'm super sad to be ending the season of Bean Tunes. I always love coming into the studio. I will be back, trust me, for the fall. So stay tuned for that. Tune in some Sunday in, you know, September when I'm back. Maybe October, I don't know. Depends on when the radio station gets its stuff together. Anyway, I'm going to have to close it out, but thank you again for listening. Always a pleasure. I'll be back shortly. Yeah, this is Jill Young with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This last one is just song of the year, song of the semester, song of life, I don't know. LCD sound system, I can change.